Even though Shabbos Parsha Shoftim Tavshin Ayin Tes has come and gone, I felt badly in Shir on Thursday that we weren't able to learn one more piece of Degel Machon Ephraim, which I very much wanted to share. So we'll learn it together now. I guess we'll consider it an addendum to this past Thursday's Shir. The Pasuk says, Lo sasi gvul re'acha asher gavlu rishonim. A person has to be careful not to, God forbid, move any of the boundaries of one's fellow Jew, asher gavlu rishonim, that the earlier ones have established. In the inheritance, in the land that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has divided up and has assigned to the various owners. So what does it mean on a deeper level? What exactly is the boundary that we're so nervous about moving in our Avodas Hashem? Explains the Degel Machon Ephraim, Yeshlomer Bezeh B'derech Remes. Ki Yadua Ha'avos HaRishonim Heim Hemshichu HaShchina Kiviyachom Mima'al. We can explain B'derech Remes that we know that the Avos of the earlier generations, the Rishonim, in the sense of the Avos, were the ones who brought the Shechina, the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kiviyachol Mima'al La'aretz, brought Hashem's presence down from on high into this world. Just to give a little background to what the Degel Machon Ephraim is describing here, I'll share with you the famous Medrash Tanchuma in Parshas Naso. And I call it a famous Medrash Tanchuma because it is the Medrash that defines the desire of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in creating the world. Oft cited by Sifrei Chabad, but certainly a basic principle of Avodas Hashem and really the tachlis of everything that we do. And that is what the Medrash says, B'shah Shabar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Asa Olam Nis'ava Shiyah Lo Dira B'tachtonim. Hashem's greatest desire was that he should be able to dwell in the lower realms, Kamo Sheyesh Be'al Yonim, as he dwells in the higher realms. Continues the Medrash Tanchuma, Bara Asa Adam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Adam Rishon, V'tziva Oso V'amar Lo Mikol Eitz Hagan Achol Tochel U'me'etz Hadas Tovara Lo Sochel Mimeru. Adam was placed in Gan Eden and told, avoid the Eitz Hadas Tovara, it's not for you to eat. And of course, Avrel Tziviyo, Adam HaRishon violated the command of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Hashem said, now what's going to be with my desire? I wanted to be a part of the Tachtonim, but now you're driving me away. And the Medrash says, Miyad Salak HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shechinaso L'Rakia HaRishon. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Silek Shechinaso. He removed his Shechina to to one heaven up. He moved one Rakia higher away from this world. And the Medrash goes on and describes six subsequent generations or failures that drove HaKadosh Baruch Hu out into the outer realms, Kiviyachol. For example, the Medrash says that Cain killed Hevel and HaKadosh Baruch Hu removed his Shechina to Rakia Sheni. And then the door Enosh came and angered HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Hashem moved back further. And then the door Mabel and Hashem moved back further. And the door Aflaga and Hashem moved back further. And Sodom and Hashem moved back further until Amraphel came and HaKadosh Baruch Hu moved out to the seventh realm, to the seventh heaven. Says the Medrash, all of a sudden, Tzadikim started to populate the scene, Baruch Hashem, and to bring Hashem back in. And the Medrash says that Avram arrived, and through his Meisim Tovim, he brought HaKadosh Baruch Hu down from level 7 to level 6. Yitzchok stretched his neck on the Mizbeach, and brought Hashem from 6 to 5. Yaakov, from 5 to 4. Levi, from 4 to 3. Kahas, the son of Levi, from 3 to 2. Amram, down all the way to 1. And then Moshe Rabbeinu was the one, the seventh generation of positive Hashra Sashchina, bringing Hashem into our world. Horida la'aretz shenemar vayered Hashem al Har Sinai. Moshe Rabbeinu brought HaKadosh Baruch Hu down on Har Sinai. I'm just thinking now, maybe that's the Peshat in the Medrash when it says Bereshis b'shvil Moshe shnikra Reshis. If in a certain sense the Reshis, the Tachlis of Hashem's master plan, was to have a Dira b'tachtonim, well, it was Moshe Rabbeinu who finally actualized that by bringing Hashem down to Har Sinai. Rav Pinchas Friedman in the Shvilei Pinchas on Purim says this might be the secret as to why Moshe Rabbeinu was born and died on Zion Adar. Based on the Ma'orei Naim's explanation of Adar, that Aleph Dar, that the Alufo Shal Olam, that Hashem should be Dar, should dwell amongst us, so Moshe is Zion Adar. He's the one who brought Hashem down, that seventh step to bring Hashem all the way back into this world. So with that background, let's come back to the Degel Machon Ephraim, who explains that the challenge of our Pasuk is to try to walk in the ways of the Avos. As he said, again, the Avos were the ones who brought the Shechina down, Kiviyachol Mima'al La'aretz. Sheheim hem shichu vehigdilu elokuso ba'olam. That they were the ones who drew down and expanded HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence in the world. Kiviyachol, of course. Va'achar kach bo chai ve'dara v'silku ha'shechina lamala. And then the wicked generations came and drove the Shechina away. Al derech ruma al ha'shamayim elokim. God forbid we should fall into that mindset, as described in Tehillim, that Hashem only governs the heavens. Kamo b'tchila Avram zehayim midas omidas chesed va'avas Hashem baruchu va'hayim mefarsim elukuso v'yarda ashchina kivyachal aretz. The way he describes it here, again, we saw perhaps the more precise breakdown in the Medrash, Tanchuma in Parshas Naso, but the way the Degel Machane Ephraim describes that Avraham, with his midah of chesed and his love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, was mefarsim Hashem's presence in this world, brought the Shechina down to the Aretz, shu heyer einei kol, that Avraham illuminated the eyes of all of the pagan idol worshippers of that generation, v'gila shemaloch al Aretz kavodo, and he taught the world that there's a Ribbono Shel Olam. He discovered Hashem, as it were, and taught it to the masses. So again, the way the Degel Machane Ephraim is painting it is that Avram brought Hashem all the way in, and the generation drove Hashem all the way out. V'acher kach Yitzchak came along, Baruch Hashem, Yitzchak came, v'chafar osan be'eros asher sitmu plishtim. Yitzchak dug the wells that the plishtim had clogged up, of course the spiritual wells that Avram and channels that Avram had opened in this world, described in Bereishis Parachavav. V'heyur or HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he illuminated the light of Hashem once again, that the Plishtim, the Plishtim is a lesson of scoffers, the troublemakers, obviously the Plishtim are the Plishtim, but the Plishtim were known to be troublemakers, leitzim, that they were mocking this new mission that Avram had to bring Hashem into the world. And Yitzchak fought back, and they tried to stop him again. V'achar kach sitmu Plishtim sheinis ad shebel Yaakov, until Yaakov came, and once again opened those channels of Shechina, of Hashras HaShechina in our world. And that, says the Degel Machane Ephraim, is what our Pasuk is being meramis to B'der Chasidus. V'zeo remez bekan Musar Haskel. This is the lesson that our Pasuk is teaching us. Ki HaShechina nikra gvul, Hashem shehu sof kol hamadregos. Shechina is often associated with the lowest of the spheros, Malchus, and therefore it's called the gvul, it's called the border, the boundary. It's, so to speak, the lowest place that Hashem into. Again, there's a lot to explain the usage of this term gvul, as it appears in the second chelik of the Zohar. But the idea simply is that gvul represents, again, the boundary, the border, the Shechina as it descends into the Tachtonim, again, specifically Malchus, the lowest of the ten spheros. So says the Pasuk, be careful, be sensitive to the gvul who? The gvul of Re'acha, the gvul of your friend. Who is your friend? So I always like to point out, people sometimes take offense when you call Hashem your friend. But if you're going to take it up with me, you might as well take it up with Rashi, because Rashi in Sefer Mishlei says that's the pshat in the pasuk. Hainu HaKadosh Baruch Hu, kamo shekasuv re'acha v're'a avicha al ta'azov. Your friend and your father's friend you should not abandon. And re'acha, Rashi says, is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Re'a avicha, a friend of your father, means a friend of the avos. And again, Rashi says HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This also is quoted by Rashi in Maseches Shabbos, v'haftal re'acha kamocha, when Rashi is explaining the story of Hillel and Shammai and the convert who wanted to learn Kol HaTorah Kula, standing on one foot. So Ayin Rashi over there, where he makes reference to this pasuk, and seems to allude to the fact that v'haftal re'acha kamocha of the Torah is also a reference to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, at least on one level. So therefore, says the pasuk, lo sasi gvul re'acha, be respectful of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's boundaries. In other words, Hashem wants to express himself in this world. Don't be the type of person who pushes Hashem out of this world. No one wants to have that on their head. V'zeu sha'omer lo sasig gvul re'acha. Do not encroach upon the boundary of your friend. Hainu lo tigrom b'ma'asecha. Shes tistalei chas v'shalom ha'shechina ha'nikra gvul. Don't, God forbid, cause the Shechina to be removed. The Shechina, which is called gvul. Shel re'acha hu HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'mala. That Hashem should be driven away. Again, as the pasuk says, Ruma al Hashamayim Elokim, Asher Gavlu Rishonim Benachalascha Asher Tinchal, because the Rishonim, the Avos Hakadoshim, worked so hard to bring HaKadosh Baruch Hu into this world. Hainu Mashi Rishonim Hofiu Shechinas Kvod Kel Baaretz, that which Avram and Yitzchak and Yaakov worked again to bring Hashem in, and again it's called a Nachla here, not only a Lashon of Yerusha, but like a Nachla, like a stream. V'hanachla hu Lashon Hamshacha, a Nachla is one that draws, Kamo Nachal, that's why it's called the Nachla. He says, "Valkein nikra nachal, Hashem shu kaya midor ledor." It flows from one generation to the next generation. The transmission of the Mesorah, of the Shechina's presence in our world, kenachal hanimshach v'holeich, like a river, like a stream that continues to flow and move forward and march forward. Kachem himshichu Shechinas kvoda b'tachtonim. So too, the Avos Hakadoshim work so hard to bring Hashem into our world. Be'eretz asher Hashem lokecha nosin lecha, in the land that Hashem has given you. It doesn't only mean Eretz Yisrael, but it means the whole world over. Hainu aderach b'chol makom asher azkir ashemi v'gomer, like the pasuk says in Shemos, wherever Hashem's name is mentioned, Hashem says, "I'll be there." So please, Hashem is, so to speak, begging us through the Torah, Lo sasi gavul re'acha, and the love and respect that we have for Kodesh Baruch Hu, and His desire, Nis'ave Kodesh Baruch Hu, lios l'dir b'tachtonim, be sensitive not to drive Hashem away. V'targumo b'chol atar, the translation, the Aramaic translation of b'chol makom asher azkir shemi is, in any place, desishrei shchinasi taman, wherever tishrei, wherever I place, and I allow the hashras shchinah to take place. Interesting to think about how Tishrei, the name of the month, is actually a lashon of Hashras Hashchina. So there's what to think about here as we prepare for the Yom Noram. And then, of course, the end of the pasuk is Avo Elecho Ve'rachticha, the one who allows HaKadosh Baruch Hu to have his place in our world, which is really his world, then such a person will live a life of bracha, bracha being, of course, blessing, but also connection, because it's a lashon of Havracha, one who grafts the way one attaches one tree to another tree. Every bracha, of course, is making a connection between A and B. And in this case, the connection is between us and the Creator of the world. V'hamaskil yavin, and as he often concludes, says the Degel Machane Ephraim, one of deep intellect and understanding will certainly seek to understand further. But Hashem should help us to, again, to realize, when we make a move, it really makes a difference. Like the Rambam writes in Hilchos Teshuva, a Jew has to see himself as if my next move is going to tip the scales of the world. Either Hashem is going to be present in our world through my efforts, or God forbid, a person could be guilty of driving Hashem into the outer realm. So, Mirtz Hashem, we should be zocha to continue to work to bring HaKadosh Baruch Hu in, that Chodesh Elul should be a time of Hashem's presence, and we should come to Tishrei, the very word meaning Hashras HaShechina, and feel Hashem's presence in our lives.